Aurelia's artists, creatives and lovers of history and heritage were recognized at a gala event held in their honor on Wednesday night at the 3rd Annual Aurelia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards. Passionate volunteer and organizer of the event, Anna Proctor, says the event, presented by the Aurelia and District Arts Council and the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, recognizes all the people in the community who make Aurelia a better place through arts and heritage. There are so many people here who do so much work and a lot of it is not necessarily noticed by everyone, she said. It adds to everybody's joy and quality of life, but it's not necessarily something that people always stop and acknowledge. Last year's event was held virtually and filmed at the Stephen Leacock Museum. To have people back in attendance at St. Paul's Center this year for the live award show helped local artists reconnect after a long period of isolation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Education in the Arts, Culture and Heritage Award, which recognizes an educator, not necessarily a teacher by profession, whose knowledge and teaching skills inspire others to pursue their interest in the arts and heritage, was awarded to the Aurelia Music Center. Alex Andrews, a violin and double bass teacher at the center, says winning the award means everything to her and the other teachers. I think the Music Center gives people in our community, young and old, an opportunity to come pick up an instrument and learn about music. It's really an asset in our community that helps teach people from ages 9 to 99, she said. The Emerging Artist Award, which recognizes an individual of any age who is in the early years, under 5 years, of launching a career in the arts, was presented to Sam Johnston, Sammy. Johnston is set to perform her rock, blues, and old-school country songs tomorrow night at Hibernation Arts at 7 p.m. The Heritage, Restoration, Renovation and Publication Award, which recognizes an individual or group who brought to life regional history through a physical restoration or creation of a permanent public record, was won by local historian Fred Blair. I'm part of a long tradition of people in Aurelia who record local history, writing journals and keeping diaries. I'm just trying to keep building on that long tradition that goes back to the 1830s, he said. The event in the Arts, Culture and Heritage Award, which recognizes an individual, organization, or corporation for their part in organizing a single or annual event that showcases the region's creative talent or cultural heritage, was awarded to Streets Alive Productions and its Hippie Van Sculptures. Streets Alive founder Leslie Fournier says it's a thrill to be recognized for the project. This is really great recognition for the artists and Ron Skell who built the sculptures. For me, it's about Aurelia being recognized as an arts destination, she said. This award speaks to the dedication of the artists we have who make sure Aurelia stays strong and vibrant as an arts community. I would say 75% of artists in this project are artists who have participated in past projects, which shows how much of their time and talent that they give to keep Aurelia on the map as the go-to place for public art. Last but not least, the Kennifer Brown Achievement Award, which recognizes an individual or group of individuals who have made an outstanding contribution to the cultural life of their community, was awarded to Blair Bailey. Bailey has been the organist and choir director at St. Paul's United Church, now known as St. Paul's Center, since 1984. He has also been the artistic music director at the Kiwanis Music Festival for 25-plus years. It's just wonderful to see this gathering happen here tonight. I'm pleased that it was able to happen here at St. Paul's Center, which I often call my second home, he said. Aurelia is such a supportive community. It was for me growing up, and it continues to be a supportive community for the arts, especially considering the small city that we are. Proctor says St. Paul's Center was the perfect venue for Wednesday night's festivities. St. Paul's Center is becoming more and more the center of arts and culture in Aurelia. It's just down the street from the OMAH, it's a place the Aurelia Music Center is a part of, and a lot of the people who were nominated for awards tonight have performed here, so it seemed like a good fit, she said.